Let's start off in the book of Galatians. In the New King James Version, which is the version that I'm preaching out of tonight, listen to this verse. And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season. Somebody shout, due season. Due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Now understand, this is very important that you get that. There is a due season. Is there anyone in this room that has a prayer that hasn't been answered yet? Then there's a due season with your name on it. Is there anyone that has a prophecy spoken over your head and it has not come to pass yet? Then there's a due season for that. Is there anybody waiting on a promise that God gave you and you know that promise is true and you're waiting on it to happen and it hasn't happened yet? I want you to raise your hand. There's a due season waiting on you. So when is all of this going to happen? When is that loved one going to come home? When is that breakthrough going to come? I'm not talking about the one you wish for. I'm talking about the one that God said would happen. When God sent you that word from that man or woman of God and said, this has been spoken over you. Is there another word-carrying believer in the house tonight that you are carrying a pregnant word from God that you know is going to happen, but you see time running out? See, maybe you see the clock ticking or you see the calendar rolling over again. It's like, when is my time? When is this going to happen that God has called me into? Well, that is what due season about. You shall reap if you do not lose heart. Now, I want to read this to you in the New Living Translation as well, because I just really want this word in you. So let's not get tired of doing what is good at just the right time. Somebody say that with me. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessings if we don't give up. I'm believing that an accelerated season is upon us, and there we're going to enter a time when prayers are going to be answered at an accelerated rate. People who have been fasting and praying for things for years, you're just going to start seeing it click off and checking off your list to the point that it blows your mind how fast God is moving in your life. I'm believing for a time when the plowman will overtake the reaper. I'm believing for a time that as fast as you can sow it, God can send it, and the harvest is coming as quickly as you're sowing your seeds. I'm believing for a time of accelerated faith. Now, God has a symbol in Israel for a suddenly, an awakening. And that symbol is actually the almond branch. It's interesting that this word in Hebrew, if you know Hebrew, it's actually the word shakad in Hebrew, which means awake or to come awake. It's like someone has been asleep and all of a sudden they're awake. And it's interesting how God introduces this, because this is the first bloom in the spring of Israel. And when they see this bloom, they know that the earth is about to come alive. So this word almond or almond tree, the word almond actually means to come awake or to open your eyes and to be awakened. Well, when God gave them this idea, he planted it all throughout scriptures so that you would know that this is a sign of a suddenly. Somebody say that with me. The sign of a suddenly. Let's say it one more time. The sign of a suddenly. When things are about to rev up, when things are about to speed up, when things are about to move at a different pace, when prayers are about to be answered more quickly, things you've begged for and prayed for and done prayer walks over and put and nailed your request to the cross many times, you're going to enter a season where time is running out and all of these prayers are going to come rushing in at the same time, because God is not a man that he can lie. God did not lie to you. Here's the thing. Someone reminded me of this just a couple of nights at a birthday party. They said, God does not live in time. We do. We're the ones living in time, but God does not live in time. If God said it, it's already done. No matter what your calendar or your clock says, it's already done. Because God does not bound by time as we are. So when the Lord spoke to Jeremiah and he was calling him to be a prophet to the nation in Jeremiah chapter 4 verse 1, he basically says to him, the word of the Lord came to him and said, before I formed you in the womb, he said, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you and ordained you to be a prophet to the nation. And this was a young guy who wasn't 30 years old yet and didn't feel like anyone would listen to him. Look at what the next verse says. It says, then the word, it says, moreover, the word of the Lord came to me saying, Jeremiah, what do you see? And he said, I see the branch of an almond tree. Then the Lord said, you have seen well, for I am ready to perform my word. When you see the almond tree, that means God is ready. The sign of the almond tree is a sign of God working fast. It is a sign of God accelerating things all around you. So when he saw this, God said that it meant that things were about to rev up. Now God uses this same symbol again. He uses this in the with the rod of Aaron. And the interesting thing about the rod of Aaron is that in one 24-hour period, how many of you know that it would have been enough if a dead stick would have just turned green? That would have been enough. That would have been a God moment. I mean, he laid an old dead staff in with 11 other sticks. It could have just turned green. How many of you know one leaf would have been enough? One leaf would have been enough. One almond. But you know what God said? God said, I'm going to show you how I'm about to start working. He laid an almond branch that was dead, an old, dried up walking stick, and in 24 hours. This means by this time tomorrow, something could change in your life. That's what that means. By this time tomorrow, you could see an acceleration of answered prayer in your life. In one night, three seasons showed up. He said it put forth blossoms and it put forth almonds and ripe almonds, or buds, blossoms, and almonds in a 24-hour period. They saw an old dead branch not attached to a tree bearing ripe fruit with fresh blossoms and buds, because God says, I can give you a three-season blessing in 24 hours. It does not take God the next 5 years to answer your prayer. It does not take God the next decade to give you your miracle. It does not take God the rest of this year to do something that you've asked him for all of last year. He can turn it around quicker than you can even begin to imagine or think when God decides to accelerate his blessings in your life.
Thank you so much for supporting our ministry. If this has blessed you, please say a prayer for us. And if you would like to give, we have four ways that you can do that. You can give online at briancutshaw.com, or if you're a PayPal user, just PayPal us at Church Trainer. Or you can also give through the mail at P.O. Box 267, Georgetown, Tennessee 37336. Or if you're a Venmo user, you can Venmo us also at Church Trainer. Thank you, and God bless you, and may the Lord multiply your seed. Now back to Hope in the Word.
Now, when God told Moses to make the menorah, the candlestick of the temple, he told him to not use just any almond tree, but to use the symbol God gave to Aaron and to use Aaron's rod as the symbol. Now, I want you to notice this. This would be the menorah that you would see in the temple. And what's interesting about this menorah is that it has seven branches, and each branch is divided into three sections. And here's how God said to make it: bloom, bloom, bud, or bud and bloom, bud and bloom, bud and bloom, then fruit. And they poured the oil into the top of it, which was it was shaped like the almond. But what you're looking at is a golden candlestick in the temple that was made from the pattern of Aaron's rod that budded. It was made from the pattern of the three seasons in one night pattern. So what you have is you have the Messiah candle in the middle, and which would be the lighting candle, the one that you light the rest of those. We witnessed this during our Brother Jay Garnett did our Hanukkah presentation and lit the candle for us. You witnessed the lighting candle then in the middle. So understand this, that in this particular menorah, God is creating a scenario where he's trying to let them know that there's something about to happen in suddenlies. Now, I don't have time to go into this in its entirety, but I want to show you that this is more than a light. It is more than a candle. It's also a calendar. And because this is a calendar, it actually is showing you the 6 days of man, the 6,000 years of man, and the 7,000 year is what we call the millennial reign of Christ. So man has been allotted these 6,000 days. So what you see is completion. 3 is the divine number of completion. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. That is when God puts his signature on something. So what you notice here is you see 6, which is the number of the man. You see, if you add the lighting count, you see 7, which is the number of completion on the earth. When you see the 3, that's God finishing something. And then you also see in the middle one, 4 sections going up to Messiah, which is north, south, east, and west. That is the number of the earth. So that is Jesus coming to be the light of the world. There's so much prophecy in just this one imagery that I could literally preach a whole sermon just giving you the prophecy of this one imagery of this menorah. But here's what I want you to see. If this is indeed a time where God is saying that we are going to enter the final bloom. At some point in time, the first 1,000 years was over, and the 2,000 year began, and the 3,000 year began, and in the 4,000 year, what happened? That was the coming of Messiah, and then you had the 4,000 year, and the 5,000 year, and then you've got the millennial reign of Christ, which the 7,000 one is the millennial reign of Christ. So at some point in time in this prophecy, you will enter the last bloom of the last branch. What has to happen in the last bloom of the last branch? You guys with me tonight on this? I know this is a deep concept. What has to happen in the last bloom of the last branch? You know what has to happen? Everything that has not happened yet that God promised. Everything that God said would happen that hasn't happened yet has this short final season where God will accelerate every promise and every prayer, and you will see an accelerated season where things that you used to have to pray hard for are just going to start coming just like that. You're going to see people getting saved that you never thought would get saved. You're going to see bills being paid that you never thought would be paid. You're going to see people being healed that have been standing in prayer lines for years trying to be healed. You're going to see prodigals coming home that families have prayed for years. You're going to see people who fasted and prayed for a business get an acceleration, a boom from the Lord, because you have a short period of time where everything that has not happened must happen to fulfill the integrity of God's word. Woo! Do you understand the significance of that? That small little bloom, that last bloom. What does that look like? How many years are in that last bloom? And not only that, here's how it's going to happen. It is a supernatural season. This is the thing you got to understand. It is not going to be a normal season. I want you to look at the two olive trees. There we go. There's the season of acceleration. That's the small space I was talking. Go back to that one. Let's look at that. That is the space I was talking about right there. When you get into the final season, you've got a short amount of time that everything God has promised must happen in this short amount of time. How many of you know in the kingdom of God, that's an exciting time to be alive? That is going to be an exciting time to be a part of God's kingdom. Hallelujah. So notice this, and here's the thing you got to get. It's not a normal season. It is a supernatural season. Go to the next screen, if you will. God shows Zechariah this same candelabra, this same menorah, but he shows him that there is an olive tree on both sides, and this is what he says: no man's hands have touched this oil. No man's hands have lit this light. No man's hands has trimmed this wick. It is, he says, what is this supernatural? It looked like these trees were just dripping oil all by themselves into that menorah, and there was a supernatural light. He said, Lord, what's a way that I can explain this to Zechariah? He said, tell him this: it's not by might and it's not by power, but it's by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. And we are getting ready to enter a not by might season and a not by power season and not by politics season and not by authority of man season and not by the limitations of man's mind season and not a denominational season. No, you're getting ready to enter a supernatural season. He said, it is going to be thus saith the Lord, and that's how it comes to pass.
This program is brought to you by the partners of Brian Cutshaw and Church Trainer Ministries. Please help us pray that the Lord will continue to send us more partners so we can expand His kingdom around the world.